Hi, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And this is the Insight Hour, and we're broadcasting tonight from another studio because things have gotten very interesting in our lives. Sherry, want to tell folks a little bit about it?
Well, somehow Dr. Horowitz has been implicated in the murder of Edward Parley, who is actually a.k.a. Christopher Story. He's a very well-known journalist that's been exposing a lot of the same people that we expose. And Mr. Harley actually was assassinated on July 14th. About 4 days before he was assassinated, he wrote a letter and a report stating who it was that was going to be killing him. And then 4 days later, he was dead. And then, interestingly enough, there was an email circulating around the Internet. And in that email, it was actually addressed from Ben Fulford, who is another guy out there who...
Oh, let me just start again, because we just had a little lighting problem.
Oh, okay,
you're going to have to bear with us tonight a little bit. We're in a new studio tonight, and we're going to have a little challenges tonight in bringing you the program that's very interesting and urgent, too, because, as Sherry mentioned, we've got some very, very hot news that we've just been breaking. So, Sherry, if you won't mind, let me introduce the program first of all.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. We typically come every Tuesday night to you via bbsradio.com and on love528tv.net, broad streaming right now. And this is Sherry Kane.
Hi, everybody.
Sherry Kane's an investigative journalist, a Fox News defector, and we've been doing some work together, and Sherry alone has been doing some extraordinary research with regard to this current situation. So, Sherry, if you wouldn't mind introducing it again, without giving any names at this point, just giving the brush stroke, and then we'll start to fill in the details.
Well, basically, there was a very well-known journalist who was exposing the biggest players that we expose. In the financial world. He was focused more on the financial world, and he was murdered on July 14th. On July 10th, he wrote his final report, and in that he disclosed who was going to be murdering him.
This is Edward Harley we're talking about now, or his pen name was Christopher Story from Britain.
Exactly. And then there was an email that was circulating the Internet with Christopher Story's final report, and it was written by another man who we have actually just found out who he is affiliated with. And in that final report, he doctored it, and he put a Knights of Malta list. And these on the
which implicates yours truly.
Exactly. But on the list, let me tell you, it has the Bushes, it has Clinton, it has Hoover, it has
Kissinger,
all the worst people in history.
A lot of very, very notorious, infamous murderers and genocidalists.
And your name stands out like a sore thumb.
And my name stands out like a sore thumb on this list because it is a fraud. It's a forged document, and essentially I was being set up, and I currently am set up in the murder of Edward Harley. Again, his pen name is Christopher Story.
And the way he's being set up is by his name being included in this list. The people that he actually has said are the people that are murdering him or going to be murdering him is the Illuminati list, and that is the list of the Knights of Malta. So if Dr. Horowitz's name is on that list, well, guess what? He's implicated in the murder. And whoever it was, which we found out who it was, Ben Fulford, who was circulating this around the Internet.
And Greg Szymanski.
Who actually created the list under an alias named Eric Samuelson. And they're both JDs. Both Szymanski and Samuelson are JDs.
Counsels who cannot practice law. Essentially, this Eric Samuelson, according to all of the research that we've done, doesn't exist.
Exactly.
He's not known in any of the social networks that would be familiar with him. And so this man is a pen name for Greg Szymanski, who in 2006 suddenly decided that I was a Knight of Malta, despite the fact that I had clearly put on my website that I joined the Knights of Hospitaller, an old organization, but not that old. Starting in the 1930s, the fellow who started the Knights Hospitaller, because he had to exile from Russia, he was being persecuted there in literally the goodness of his heart. His name was Babrinsky. He lived in New York. and he started a new organization there with the effort to bring the tradition of bringing hospitals or clinics for the underprivileged, the people who were harmed in war, and people who were essentially couldn't afford health care. Free clinics, and then specifically in the natural healing sector, because he was aware, as every single Knights Hospitaller in that organization that I was honored to be knighted in, was aware that Big Pharma, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the essentially the Illuminati, if you will, were on the attack against all of the natural healers. And everything having to do with natural medicine was being undermined by Big Pharma, David Rockefeller, Rothschild banking cartel.
And so we want to mention to you also that Mr. Fulford interviewed David Rockefeller, and I'm going to tell you as a journalist, that is impossible.
Unless so, you've got unless some you major reason, connection and or some sort of a lot of money. And essentially that's what this Benjamin Fulford does have.
And he used to be a writer for Forbes magazine. He's now living in Japan, and he pretends to be exposing, he kind of flip-flops on different places, and he actually has infiltrated the conspiracy community, and with that he has allies that are working together with him, and that would be including Greg Szymanski. He was actually the he was the opponent to Edward Harley. And
he was a major, he was a wannabe. He was a Harley wannabe. Again, to give you a little bit of background on this, Edward Harley is world famous for being the world's leading financial analyst and whistleblower in the financial sector. And he was, according to all the evidence that we had, he was working for the Queen of England, essentially, or MI6. He was serving their propaganda mechanisms and bringing a lot of heat on the Bush, Obama, the Dick Cheney and Bush camp in Rockefeller's camp, and that essentially he had published not that long ago, Harley did, that the Queen of England had $52 billion stolen from her by the Bush-Cheney-Rockefeller CIA league here in America. So that's what Harley was writing about.
He never wrote about the Queen, though. He had an affinity for her. He really, really liked her. He protected the monarchy. So he seemed to be an agent for the Queen's side. Now, within the two sides of the American Bush-Cheney side and the Queen side, there was a lot of separation among those people. There's people within those groups that didn't like each other at all, and that's what we're finding out. So
this is, in other words, this is a big global conspiracy. Actually,
he actually said that the Bush-Cheney Obama organizations took $52 billion from the Queen, which is a lot of money, and so he was protecting her because of that.
Yeah, and then that's not all. I mean, if you read Edward Harley, Christopher Story's research, it's meticulous. He had an outstanding intelligence network. Obviously, highest level agents stationed in Washington, D.C., with their finger and ears to everything that was happening. So his intelligence was superb. Now, the challenge with his greatest competitor, Benjamin Fulford, is that Fulford, according to everything that we're looking at, couldn't really write well for Forbes. He really rambles a lot. He
sounds like he's on drugs.
He looks like he's on drugs. Yeah. He's a burnout. And he is essentially in Japan and makes no bones about telling everybody that he signed on to the Japanese secret societies, including the Japanese Assassin Society that Edward Harley was so concerned about. When Harley wrote his last few articles, he had specifically stated that there were death threats against Edward Harley, Christopher Story, by not only this Benjamin Fulford, but as Sherry mentioned, the Bush, Cheney, Obama, CIA, cartel, linked, Rockefeller linked organization,
Mafia
crime
cartel.
Organization.
He labeled Bush Sr. as the godfather, and he saw them as a bunch of mafia people that were actually killers, and he was not afraid to get out there and tell everybody. And so that was why, I mean, he was murdered. But what people don't understand, it's not Bush or Cheney that's coming with the gun and shooting them. And what we have exposed is who are the people that are working for these higher ups? Who are they on the level, on our level, the level of the conspiracy communities?
The grassroots community. The activist community.
Exactly. Who are these people?
And they've exposed themselves. We've exposed them now.
Well, they really exposed themselves by pointing the finger at Dr. Horowitz and blaming him for being an Illuminati or working for the Vatican or being a Knights of Malta. You know, it was happening for such a long time that we had to look and turn around and say, who are these people pointing the finger? So they've really left themselves open for that exposure. Only they didn't know that we were such great researchers.
I neglected them for many, many years. In fact, when Greg Zemanski, who we'll have to talk about tonight, because he was the initiator and he's virtually a ringleader, major characters, very, very criminal type of characters, fanatical, alleged to be Christians, and they're not. They're Satanists.
And he actually speaks really well. You can almost hear the CIA in his voice. He's a very, very good speaker.
He's a sophisticated radio talk show host. He's on some of the networks, and he's all over the Internet, literally libeling me, as he started to in 2006. And when he did that, you know, I have a lot of people calling me names. And, you know, we, again, if you, you know, live in glass houses, you shouldn't throw stones. We've been throwing stones at the Rockefellers and literally showing how HIV/AIDS was developed out of the, literally the Rockefeller Rothschild effort for depopulation. The old eugenics movement was funded by Rockefellers. It's moved into the current century via the virology and the genetic sector. And so I've been exposing that. I've been literally having a major impact in the health sciences. Last year, 2009, our organization helped tremendously in defeating the effort to get physicians to vaccinate people with H1N1. And again, this flu season in the fall, they're going to be coming back again, and we'll have to get activated again, God willing. We'll have the opportunity to do that without this distraction. But I've been at it, and so I was seeing these people writing things about me on the Internet, including Zemanski. And I protested, and Zemanski used people, very famous people, Alex Jones. Of course, we have a new, a newsletter. If you haven't seen our newsletter, please go to healthyworldstore.com. Go down to the newsletter archives on the homepage. Click on the archives. You'll be able to see and read exactly what I'm talking about
now.
Right
along the bottom of the page, you'll see it. Just click the link.
Yeah, it says newsletter archives, healthyworldstore.com. And you'll see we have published a whole expose on Alex Jones literally being infiltrated by agents for Homeland Security in the current issue. We have in this article that my affidavit, I've exposed the fact that Zemanski, the man who initiated this fraud, claiming that I am a Knights of Malta, then publishing fraudulently a doctored list of Knights of Malta members, and then circulating it on not only Alex Jones's website, but David Icke. And I pleaded with David Icke via mails. I literally sent a number of mails to David Icke, and I said, please, take this down. It is libelous. It is a fraud. But he refused to do that. Apparently, David Icke is living in a paradigm where he thinks that my harm is his gain. So that's very interesting. And the whole thing is very revealing. And I think that, again, go to healthyworldstore.com, download that article, help us by spreading that article, because the truth shall set you free. And what we've run into here is some absolutely stunning news that literally makes all of us aware of how the big game is being played and how it filters down to our grassroots level of activism.
You can also see my blog at sherrykane.com and click on the blog. It'll take you to Dr. Horowitz's article on his webpage as well. So if you have a problem getting to the healthyworldstore.com, looking at the archives or opening it up, just go to my page, sherrykane.com. It's a completely different, well, it has a lot of similar information, but it's my take on it.
It's a wonderfully written, very meticulously researched article, and I publicly really want to thank you, Sherry.
Well,
you know, really.
Well, you deserve it, and nobody should be discrediting you. I mean, you look at the fruits of your labor, look at what you've done all these years, and for people to question where your alliances are and where your heart is. And, you know, the thing is, why people ask, why would they, you know, right now be Why would it be coming down to this right now? Why would they be implicating you in this murder, and why would they be doing this? Well, if you look at the work that Dr. Horowitz has been doing, this is really a buildup, but he's also putting a big damper on their pharmaceuticals and their drugs, their vaccinations, all the stuff that falls under the pharmaceuticals, because he has these great natural health products that are great remedies that can pretty much take care of any disease.
Especially OxySilver.
Exactly.
They're very upset about OxySilver. In fact, the consumer fraud is being perpetrated via Alex Jones about this so-called competitor product that is called SilverSol. And they've conducted scientific fraud. I have in the new newsletter, again, I urge you to get a copy, read it thoroughly. It shows you how they have taken electron microscope graphic and doctored it.
And I have actually a picture of that on my blog.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you do.
You can see the picture that they doctored for SilverSol. And there's SilverSolFraud.com you can visit and see.
SilverSolFraud.com. Exactly. And SherryKane.com is where you can see Sherry's brilliant writing and extremely excellent, meticulous research in this area.
Just look at the blog. Just click on the blog and be able to see it. And I think that what really, really, really disturbed these people and where they really wanted to get at Dr. Horowitz was, okay, so it was the buildup of the natural health products, but now what is he promoting is the 528, the i528tunes.com. It can transpose any music into the beautiful frequency of love and healing, the 528 frequency. And then not only are you doing that, but that is spreading the love, the peace. And they can't make money off of their wars,
right,
but you're spreading peace and love.
Which is why we need your help, because essentially what we're doing right now is advancing heavily. They've not only facilitated this movement by the grace of God, who set up everything that we needed for being prepared for this onslaught of hate and defamation and libel.
And I'm sure they hated that article that you wrote on medicalveritas.org. If you look and click down to the article about how the Rockefellers really manipulated the music and had everybody play at 440 instead of 528. It's a really great article. I'm sure that pissed them off.
Oh, man, we're really whacking them, because this is God's revolution. This is a love revolution. This is using the information that they've suppressed. And literally, if the truth, you've heard this, can set you free, then the greatest secreted truths of all time have the greatest capacity to emancipate humanity completely. And that's what 528 is. By all the evidence that I'm looking at, that I've been blessed to receive over the years. Now, we've been at this for about 12 years. And I urge all of the scientists out there listening. I urge all of the religious scholars out there listening to evaluate critically, use their discernment, use your critical analysis to test whether or not what I'm saying is true. I believe that 528 frequency is not only the center or the heart of the universe, the musical mathematical matrix of creation. Very important technology, that is, because if you understand how creation is musically, mathematically constructed, you can literally create and recreate everything being in sync or in righteousness with our Creator. So that is the technology. It's a beautiful musical mathematical technology that has been suppressed for millennia, and that we have been advancing this. Now, I urge you to evaluate whether or not this is a fulfillment of Isaiah 22:22 and the book of Revelation 3:6-8 that says that in the end times, there will be an angel from Philadelphia. Sherry comes from Philadelphia. I come from Philadelphia. And that I, from my heart, I tell you, it is not me that is doing this. I am blessed and humbled to be selected to be from the city of brotherly love to herald the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. I am not claiming to be Jesus. I would aspire to become a Jesus type of person and son of God. However, this information is a tremendous blessing, and that I urge every single scientist and scholar in theology and in religion to please carefully, critically evaluate the information I'm sharing tonight. I have done a lot of work over these years to try to explain what it is that we're talking about in sophisticated as well as simple languages so that everyone can understand it. If you go to love528.com, that's love528.com, you'll see there I have a whole website to introduce this to musicians. And those people can retune their instruments. There's now a revolution happening worldwide. And you see why this is so critical. Because think of the metaphor of throwing a little pebble into a pond and watching the ripples go out all over to the farthest shores. And what happens is if each one of us starts to throw in a low frequency vibration into the hydrated atmosphere, into the water, the sound of love shall open hearts like never before. And that is what these people are mostly afraid of.
Right, because it, as it turns out, that list that was circulated, the list that was created by Zemanski, had another website at the bottom of it that said BibleBelievers.org. And upon researching that link, it was linked to satanic cults, people that are hiding behind the Christian Bible, pretending to be these
hideous
Christian people with the pastors in churches, and they're really satanic people. And that's what the whole, this whole thing is. It's this light against dark, and it is the end times. So we are fighting a spiritual world war here. This is some, the dark has actually come into our space right now because they're trying to stop us from getting this message out. And as long as we're alive, and even from the other side, this message is going to be getting out. So there's nothing
Absolutely.
They can do to stop us.
And frankly, people have for years have been asking me, aren't you afraid they're going to kill you? You're afraid? I don't understand how you can continue to be doing this. And every time I would give a half a dozen answers as to why that was, primarily because of angels of protection. I can tell you, truly, I have been saved. Literally, by Creator, by the angels of protection, at least a half a dozen times. I can tell you there's no reasonable, rational explanation for me to be here. Again, I do not claim to be the Messiah. I don't claim to be anybody except the normal guy. Essentially, I've worked hard, yes. I almost got left back in third grade, yes. But the reality is, that normalcy, essentially, I've been very humbled by what the Creator has blessed us with all of these years. My father was a very, very spirit-filled man. My great-grandfather taught me great lessons. He was an Orthodox Jew. This is not about Judaism. This is not about Christianity or being a Muslim or any New Age religious or theology. It is about we, the people, and one Creator who has sourced us all, who wishes for those who have ears to see and eyes to see and ears to hear, I told you I wasn't Jesus, to have this information and be blessed by it so that we can move on to co-create with each other and with our Creator a better world.
And people at the highest level, and I've said this many times before, these Illuminati billionaires that are sitting, they're all sitting at the same table. They're all eating at the same table. There's no such thing as I'm a Muslim, you're a Christian, you're a Jew, or you're a Buddhist. There's no such thing as any of that at that level. Their God is money. They talk at the same level.
And power.
And power.
Power.
Well, money, well, a lot of money creates power.
Money creates power, and absolute power, you've heard it, corrupts absolutely. So we have really the people that have literally given their souls, if you will, over to the dark side, and they can do A, no wrong in this world of law, and then essentially they're not afraid of our Creator, they're not in love with our Creator, and essentially they think that they can control and do anything they want with not just we the people, but with nature, with all the elements, with essentially the botanical world, the pollution, the ungodly intoxication that's affecting not just we the people and humanity, but
like
all
chemtrails.
Of the biology.
Right. They are. They're poisoning everything. And believe me, there is a whole agenda, and it has been for as long as that, before World War One. You know, before World War One, there has been an agenda of this separation to create this separation between people, the political separation, the Democrat versus the Republican, the religious separation. we're all supposed to just love each other. There's no reason why we're so separated. Even if you look at Israel, the Israelis and the Palestinians. Now the people, the civilians that live in all these places, the Afghanis, the Iraqis, I'm not talking about the people that are the leaders. I'm talking about the people that are civilian. The civilians in all the countries, including America, have no idea that they are being manipulated for somebody else's agenda, that this hate has been created. And once you put your, if you can actually grasp that, that we're all under slavery, this has all been created for their agenda to keep us separated from each other. When they talk about this 9/11, for instance, and the terrorists, the Al-Qaeda terrorists, that they created themselves, these are people that...
we have the evidence for this for the first time. Essentially, what we've just published and released are the names and what they've done to not just kill and essentially deceive people about Edward Harley and his murder, but also on the grassroots, what has taken place from Greg Zemanski, alias Eric Samuelson, for this creation of a counterintelligence propaganda. This is an agent provocateur. And he has a network working in the grassroots, working in the activist community, basically enraging different factions, such as Christians enraged against Muslims, Muslims enraged against Jews, Jews engaged in being very upset about Gentiles. All of this back and forth, and then it's also China and Russia versus the United States. This is the divide the sheeple to conquer the flock that Sherry's referring to. It has been going on not just for the last century. It has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years. This is how the world's leading, most powerful devil doers operate from their highest level positions, feeding money down to fund these covert operations to instill, just like they did in Jesus' day, if you essentially go back into your Bible and study, there were people that were sent with money into the homes around the square there where they were going to persecute and judge Jesus, essentially Yeshua. And that they had then screamed, kill him, have him serve his time, have him do just serve justice upon him. And you see that it was fed by money. Here we have now the money coming down from David Rockefeller, literally good friends and old buddies from the old family times with the Rockefeller family, Benjamin Fulford is, who attached, committed the fraud. Essentially, it's a felony of forgery and fraud and libel to link, frame someone, myself, for a murder of Edward Harley. And Zemanski, who created all of this, has been working through a network of agent provocateurs and charlatans to create the illusion that not only am I a bad guy, but they're actually this Leo Zagami. Sherry, tell the folks about Leo Zagami. What a joke this man is.
Leo Zagami has actually been created to emulate Dr. Horowitz. He looks a lot like Anton LaVey. Obviously,
can you
Dr. Horowitz doesn't look anything like Anton LaVey.
Anton LaVey was
the leader of the Satanic Church. He's the person that actually was the founder of the Satanic Church. He was a follower of Aleister Crowley. And basically what he did was he was a really, really bad villain. If you ever, you can research Anton LaVey, but this character, Leo Zagami, actually looks a lot like Anton LaVey. So it gives you this this feeling that this is a really a dark character.
Real dark. I mean, the countenance of these people. You know, this wonderful opportunity now for all of us to develop a higher level of discrimination and discernment from a heartfelt, intuitive level.
Let me just give them a little background on Leo Zagami.
Sure.
Okay, Leo Zagami, so he was created to be like Dr.
To
R.
To pretend to be he's like, me, a character like me. Let me give you an example. He is out there not only wearing fraudulently a white Maltese cross, which is only for Hospitallers. The Knights Hospitaller wear those.
And he claims to be a Knight of Malta.
He's a Templar. He's supposed to be wearing a red cross, not a white cross to begin with. But he's doing that because he wants to get to me and this whole network.
Well, they want to say, like, they want to compare you to him.
Yeah.
So they have this guy who's a really dark character. Look, he's wearing the same kind of cross. And he's going out and he's promoting. He's saying he's a musician.
And he's got a 24-hour music room. And the music is where it's at for bringing spiritual enlightenment. Okay. He's saying all the same things.
But he's laughing really sinisterly while he's telling you that. He's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. I mean, I have all these links on my site to show you. It's really a joke.
It is. It's a sick joke. It would be completely laughable if it wasn't a serious matter that we're dealing with.
He says that he works for the Vatican. And so then people say, well, look, you know, there's, of course, the people that are driving all of this that want to go out there and blast all the emails. Look, he's like Dr. Horowitz. See, this is the type. He's wearing the same cross. He's into prayer and music. Look, and see, Dr. Horowitz, he's from the Vatican, too. He works for the Pope.
That's what they want to allege. And then you've got Zemanski and this man, Tim White, I guess is his name, Tim White.
Tim White, he sent some nasty emails to a lot of people. I have one of the women that he sent nasty emails to making threats, and he's actually
a good friend of Greg Zemanski.
Exactly, and he sent me emails as well, same way, same type of threats. I have his picture on my blog, and apparently he's a cross-dresser, according to the woman who he was stalking and threatening.
A criminal with a record, made a deal with the feds in order to be some activist undercover operative, just like we're watching him be right now. Essentially, this is the group that Greg Zemanski plays with and operates with.
But the scary part is that they're really well connected to a lot of these religious fanatics that actually use the excuse of, you don't believe in Jesus, or God told me to do it, and they're out there killing and murdering people, like running into abortion clinics and shooting people or killing people because they say that they don't want to accept Jesus. I mean, we're talking about real crazy psychopaths.
Right, and we're giving you the specifics as to literally who is doing it, how they're doing it, and how this whole operation initially top down, the money is fed, but literally from the grassroots on up, how this entire helter-skelter manipulation of the population is administered by literally the worst criminals that you could ever imagine. Now, that may frighten you, but again, think about this. This is a lesson for all of us. We're all going to die sometime. When you're born, that's essentially a contract for you to die. And that's why I love the Creator's covenant, the contract, whereby we're supposed to give our faith and trust and our problems over to the Creator. Essentially, that's very, very important. If you are able to do that, then you can live a miraculous life. Because it is the faith that is, along with prayer, a key to so much. And so the reality is, if you are afraid, don't be. Put your faith and your fear, put light on it, give it love, essentially give it to the Creator with a lot of faith. So the reality is, embrace this reality and then talk about it, tell people about it, share it, because essentially if you do that, our light dispels the darkness. That's why we're on the air tonight. That's why we're bringing you and recording this, essentially with a green screen. We usually have a nice setup in a studio.
We're going to put this on YouTube.
It's going to be on YouTube, so you'll see this on YouTube with some of the graphics of these characters that we're talking about tonight. But really, the reality is, unless you and I, as brothers and sisters, come to terms with the darkness, we cannot have complete enlightenment. We have got to be able to move through the darkness in order to come to terms with it and dispel it with our love. Love literally is disarming. And that's what we're calling for in this 528 love revolution. We are appealing to the Illuminati, to the Rockefellers, to the Rothschilds, to the Bush family, to set down your weapons of mass manipulation of people's minds. Cease the propaganda and lay down also your weapons of mass destruction, including the biological weapons that you're preparing to use on we the people.
And I also added in my blog that
in honor right. in honor of the 528 Love Revolution.
Right. I wanted to just include that I also added on my blog that people, that they may have ideas in their mind of how they're going to harm Dr. Horowitz, how they harm other people out in the world, how they have somebody loses their life in a plane crash or an auto accident or a murder-suicide or a religious nutcase comes and shoots them like they did with John Lennon.
That's what they're setting me up for. It's obvious when you look at all the pieces with this Leo Zagami right. and is being promoted by Benjamin Fulford, who gave the death threat to Edward Harley, and Greg Zemanski has made Leo Zagami a name. In the patriot community, in the activist community, in the Christian community, in the anti-Christian community, in the satanic community. That's what this man who created the list, who fraudulently claimed that I am a Knight of Malta, Greg Zemanski, the agent provocateur, set Leo Zagami up along with Benjamin Fulford, and it is a replica of me. It's a circus replica of me, really.
It's nothing like you.
Again, you just look at the guy.
Saturday Night Live could do a better impression than what this character.
Yeah, you can see the darkness. But they're playing out these roles in order to do exactly what Sherry just said. Essentially, what they want to do is they want to claim that Horowitz was assassinated by some religious Fruit Loop.
Yeah, so they're creating this hate, which, and they're basically, they'll even hire somebody to do it. They'll blame it on a religious nutcase to say the religious nutcase came and shot him. Well, let's look at his history. Oh, he did a live H2O. This is what they're claiming. Live H2O was a satanic festival. Look, he's like Leo Zagami. That guy is, look at him. He
and
looks
that's
like,
what the mainstream media. Like, yeah. That's, we've been exposing the pharma media. That's what Rupert Murdoch is going to send to you. That's what all of the mainstream television networks are going to project. They're going to project my face with a knight cross. They're going to then show people like this, Leo Zagami, as these murderers. They're going to compromise these people just like they just compromised Edward Harley. They're going to assassinate them. Then they're going to run footage. You should listen to some of what these people say on YouTube right now. It's so trashy and it is so disgusting. That's all the mainstream media will need to do in order to rationalize my death. And essentially, you know, we're not buying it right now. I'm not going to live my life in fear. Essentially, what we're doing here is telling you exactly what they're planning to do. We've busted it. They are exposed. They've been busted. And you can go again to read not only Sherry's wonderful article on SherryKane.com in her blog section there, but also if you go to HealthyWorldStore.com at the bottom, look at newsletter archives, click that and you'll open up all of our work over the past 3 or 4 years. And the latest article is a whole expose. In fact, that article that's up will take you to not only the expose that we've just done on Alex Jones and the Silver Saul scam, the FDA. They've been attacking me also. You probably heard that a couple months ago. I've been under the gun of the FDA. Well, I have sent them some very, very interesting letters that they still need to respond to. I've demanded that they respond to the questions and concerns that I have that can, in fact, because it's the truth shall set us free, it may, in fact, bring a whole revelation to the natural foods and natural products industry and free us from the enslavement and the manipulations of the administration of the food and drug, and I call them FDA, food and drug advocates, right, or federal drug addicts.
If you want to send your letters of support, I'm posting them on my blog as well. You can email me at SherryKane@gmail.com. That's SHERRIKANE@gmail.com. And I'll post them up on my blog under the letters of support. We're getting letters from all over the world. I haven't even had a chance to post all the letters up on my blog, but I think it's great that everybody is actually able to see what's going on. What makes it really scary is that we're exposing them down on this level, like I said, not on the high levels of the Rockefellers. These are the people that work, that are actually their workers who are out there on the ground level.
Exactly like us. Those people who have video cameras and they have radio shows, small radio shows on small networks, just like us. They've infiltrated our community. They are agent provocateurs who are delivering the setup to take us down. The division among we the people.
And they also, what they did was, when Benjamin Fulford sent out that doctored Christopher Story final report with that list, he claims that he's got that list from Jane Burgermeister's email or from her blog.
This is a good example of divide the journalist.
Exactly.
Listen to this story.
He included her email in the final report with that fraudulent Knights of Malta list on it. So claiming it came from her.
Tell them who Jane Burgermeister is, first of all.
Jane Burgermeister actually does what we do, and she's over in Europe. She's actually in Austria right now, and the Austrian government's really coming down hard on her. She's feeling very, very, very depressed.
Just like the FDA coming down on her.
She's not going to let them take her alive. I mean, that's pretty much her, you know, whole thing, and she's been doing great work, and it's really sad to see how they can try and separate the very few of us actually that are working for the truth, that are trying to get the truth out there, and she thought for a moment that Dr. Horowitz was an Illuminati, and
she actually sent that fraudulent list out to many people, but she didn't do it like Benjamin Fulford claimed. He claimed, and this is the felony of forgery and fraud and the libel, linking me to the murder of Edward Harley.
Well, he claimed that Harley put her emails in that final report. He was blaming it on Harley. The thing is that Harley was already dead when she wrote those emails, and when she figured that out, she contacted me and said, this is a fake report. So it all pretty much came down. You can read about it on my blog. I mean, it's such a twist of things that are happening. It's like a puzzle.
Yes.
And it's all these entanglements. And when you get down to the bottom of it, or you get up to the top of it, it's revealing so much. So much is being said, and it was actually shocking to me.
Yeah. So tell all your friends to take a break for at least a week off the reality television shows that they're watching. This is reality. This is conspiracy reality TV. We're probably going to be advancing that. Our next step, one of our next steps, besides connecting with folks like you, is to take a camera into the FBI and say, okay, you want some information? Let's see what you guys do. We're going to take a reality TV program into the FBI, I believe. We're assembling a crew. I pray there will be enough brave-hearted souls to be able to do that with us right now, because the evidence that we currently have is stunning, it's solid, and it needs to be investigated to not just save my life, but a lot of other people's lives.
Yeah, they're taking out journalists now. I mean, there's so many of them not being knocked off. And then we talked to Ingrid Castell, who was the wife of Don Harkins, who was murdered.
Don Harkins was an outstanding humanitarian and patriot. He ran the Idaho Observer for many, many years. That's the nation's number one newspaper that covered, this is a periodical, once a month it came out, and they worked very hard putting it out to alert people about every aspect of what was really happening at the highest levels of crime and big pharma. Ingrid Castell Harkins is currently now, having retired, she couldn't afford the time and the money to keep the newspaper going.
Nor did she want to any longer.
She decided to then go back and do what her heart is in. Her passion is in the Vaccination Liberation Organization, so she's doing that now. Anyway, go ahead.
Basically, we spoke to her about this whole incident, and interestingly enough, I had contacted Dr. Truot for an interview because he had actually told Greg Szymanski in a comment, when Greg Szymanski asked him what he thought about Dr. Horowitz becoming a Knight of Malta, he asked him his opinion on it. And his opinion was, I mean, really, it was just, he created a bunch of things that were completely libelous. And he said basically he was busted by the FBI right after Dr. Horowitz came to visit him.
Or the FDA.
And he claimed
that it was synchronous, and therefore it was incriminating against me for setting him up for a bust.
Exactly. And so he tried to, he says, well, I knew, you know, now that I come to think of it, yes, he must be a knight. I mean, he just actually was speculating. I contacted him. He gave me a quote, which I have on my blog. And interestingly enough, when he responded to me with his comments, he CC'd a couple other people on that reply.
Which is bizarre. Why would you do that? Why would you take a very, very personal issue and CC people, third parties, that had nothing whatsoever to do with the very, very personal issue?
Well, Szymanski I could understand because he was responding to something he wrote in his article.
So Szymanski was CC'd by Truot.
Right. Along with Don Nikoloff,
who will be on Evident Footprints coming up in about 10 minutes. Don and I have not spoken for about 2 years, which I thought that was very strange, why suddenly Don would fall off my radar screen as a friend. Maybe you listening on BBS Radio tonight can call in to Don Nikoloff and say, did you hear Dr. Horowitz's show tonight? Because you've got some explaining to do, Mr. Nikoloff.
So Don Nikoloff was copied along with this other, the rude guy named Tim White, who was very, he's sort of like a neo-Nazi type, and this other guy named Eric John Phelps.
Eric John Phelps.
Eric John Phelps
wrote the book Vatican Assassins. Eric John Phelps, as well as Greg Szymanski, if you read the critical analyst's view of those folks, they are propagandist agent provocateurs. In this case, for example, you bring on Leo Szygami. Szymanski did, and Szygami, of course, talked about the Vatican and the good people in the Vatican and this good knighting. And
so he
good,
supports them so, in the beginning, so, and then he goes
then
against them.
All these other
right.
people are now claiming that the Vatican assassins, they're all assassins, the Jesuits are all criminals, right. et cetera, et cetera. So you literally have the way this, at the grassroots now, all of the people being confused. Nobody knows what to believe anymore. Nobody can then trust each other. Essentially, our own journalists, our own talk show hosts, for example, Don Nikoloff coming up, who I, for 2 years now, I've been praising. Little did I know that something's going on with Don Nikoloff. He's involved to some extent with these people, apparently, and I don't know what it's about. Maybe you're going to help us find out what is going on with not just Don Nikoloff, but Mr. Szymanski, with Eric John Phelps, and with Mr. Tim White.
Well, interestingly enough, he comes on after your show, Don Nikoloff does, and what Ingrid Cassell had to say about what Christopher Story said about Don Nikoloff is really, really, really crazy. You can look at my blog and you can see how that Christopher Story actually implicated Don Nikoloff in Don Harkin's death.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's the story, and I was stunned to hear this, and I'm sure that Don Nikoloff may be listening right now. If not, I'm sure he'll listen to the archives. Essentially, as we were investigating Edward Harley's murder, I happened to think that we should probably call Ingrid Cassell, because she lives up near Spirit Lake,
and Szymanski's claiming he lives
and
in Spirit Lake.
And Szymanski claimed on one of his affidavits or the articles, notices, right. articles, that he lived up in Spirit Lake. So I simply called Ingrid. I think I asked Sherry to call Ingrid, and then to find out whether she knows Greg Szymanski had anything to do potentially with Don Harkin's death. And she just then shared that she had been in contact, personal contact, with Edward Harley, who urged Ingrid to look at Don Nikoloff under great suspicion for Don Harkin's murder. So she has given us, and Sherry has published on her blog, a statement that would then create Don Nikoloff to be one of the suspects in Don Harkin's murder, now that we are now engaging this entire local conspiracy exposing the names of the people and what the connections are. Again, what was interesting, Don Nikoloff's name was also mailed by Truot. Why, on a personal question, why would it be that Truot would send not only to Zemanski, who we can understand, but to Tim White, as well as Don Nikoloff, and was there anyone else that he CC'd?
Eric John Phelps.
But I'll tell you, this is the crime mecca of We the People in America, that these folks need to have some major questions answered, and I think we are going to be seeing a lot of interest, not just in our community, but in not the intelligence community and the law enforcement community on what we've just broken.
And it implicates Dr. Truad as well, because what is his association with these people? He still hasn't really given me any kind of straight answer on that. I'm still awaiting his connections with Tim White. Why would he copy Tim White on this? He has not responded to me on that. He opened up a whole can of worms with Tim White, because when he copied him, that's when Tim White started sending me these horrible, mean emails. He doesn't even know me, and making accusations. He called me names.
You would never believe what he said about me.
Yeah.
The lies, I couldn't believe it. And then it was all reconciled when Sherry investigated and found he had done the same thing. That's his routine. He is a complete psychopath and a social menace, this man named Tim White. Again, why would Truat send this personal mail to this kind of a man? You've got to really look very carefully. And then this man and this, in fact, this whole conspiracy has a lot to do with this satanic church,
right?
This Cloverdale. There are people at the Cloverdale Bible Way ministry, apparently up in the Vancouver area, that are heavily exposed in this, because you see that at the bottom of the circulating, fraudulent, forged Knights of Malta list was this organization.
Right.
This was the copy that I received, and it's circulating all over the Internet. In other words, Zemanski created it, but these guys over at Bible Way are promoting it.
And what about that other list that they created about the council members?
The council and foreign relations members, but listen, I've been at this for a long time. I've looked at Council on Foreign Relations lists for probably at least 15 years.
They had a legend at the top.
I never saw at the top of the Council on Foreign Relations members Jews.
So you could pick out which
council members were specifically Jews, as though those were the ones you were going to put a hit on. That's essentially then what we found is links to 9/11. If you, again, go to healthyworldstore.com, go to the bottom, click on, here's another way. Besides healthyworldstore.com, at the newsletter, you can go to Sherry's blog, read her article.
And actually, I have connections to your website.
To mine. Essentially, you'll read in my affidavit. And again, on drlenhorowitz.com, you can see, and I ask everyone listening to take that copy of that picture of Sherry Kane and I, where it says Sherry Kane and Horowitz, the big farmers Bonnie and Clyde. Take that out, then link it, and have everybody post it with links to these websites so that you get the word out. Essentially, this whole concept of them having this Bible Way, this Cloverdale Bible Way, targeting specifically Jewish Council on Foreign Relations members. And in the article, the link to 9/11, you see, is that the man who is administering the website, his name is Michael Ray. And his father, Tom Ray, Reverend Tom Ray, were engaged in and are now suspects in the murder of the brother-in-law or the son-in-law of the senior and junior Ray at the Cloverdale Ministry, because essentially what you'll read is that he was murdered. And there was a big cover-up that's gone to this very, very day that links through Bible Way right to Zemanski and then all of the other suspects that we've
named.
What
about the
9/11
suspects?
Oh, I forgot. You want me to tell them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so get this. This is stunning. Absolutely stunning. The same man that I just mentioned, Michael Ray, is posted. The only Michael Ray in the area claims to be a global financial company administrator. And this was the company that the terrorist, or claimed terrorist, excuse me, the alleged terrorist, Elgeny, Tony Elgeny, famous Wall Street, very wealthy industrialist.
He ran Wired magazine.
Wired magazine. That they, at 9/11, after 9/11, they pulled him in for the shorting of stocks. And the whole shorting of stocks was administered through this Bible Way associated man named Michael Ray, who works for this organization. And again, major links to the administrators who were under suspicion in the 9/11 investigation, and even this Elgini, who was claimed to be a Islamic terrorist. You will not believe the evidence, but it is all clickable. You can find it like I did or like Sherry did. And again, we've got to close the program. I want to thank so much for all the letters of support, your love, your encouragement. Keep that prayer going. We need prayer. Essentially, I believe that that's the number one thing that we need. I want to thank all the folks, the Healthy World affiliates, for supporting us. I want to thank all the people from Oxy Silver, and I want to thank the people from Healthy World Store. I want to thank Don Nikoloff for coming to terms with what we've now, in advance, laid out. I think Evident Footprints tonight might have a different spin than what Don had planned. And Sherry, most of all, I want to thank Sherry Kane for potentially saving my life, and or at least extending my life, because without her brilliant investigative work, I don't think I would be around here very much longer. So thank you so much tonight, folks. There's a toll-free number to call for any of the books, tapes, DVDs, healthcare products. As usual, it's 888-508-4787. That's our office in Idaho. It's 888-508-4787. Please don't call with anything but love in your heart. We are not interested in having people harass our beloved people up in Idaho who serve us and serve you all the time with a lot of love. And I want to thank you. I look forward to, God willing, seeing you and hearing, you know, from you next week on the Inside Hour.
Thank you so much. God bless you all. Stay safe and pray for us.